Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Salute. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season. There's great specials here, there's great food. Come on out, Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. Great start to a Halloween weekend. Hugh, you got to get some candy for the kids. You got to go to the Halloween party in the neighborhood, as Skip just
definitely
told us
not
about.
Going to the Halloween party.
And it's also a great start to a football weekend. We got football tonight. We got football over the place. How about Hugh? You're going to be there tonight at the Link, right?
Yeah, Norfolk State, Delaware State.
I got my Del State.
Yeah, man, cannot wait. It's going to be an exciting time. I know the rain is going to be a little bit of a damper, but they have some stuff going on, and most of the stuff that they have going on before the game is going to be indoors. So get there early. It's going to be a good time tonight.
Well, also week 9 of the NFL season, college football. By the way, Casey Keeler, head coach at Temple, is going to join us coming up at 12:30. They win on Saturday. They're bowl eligible, so it's a big week for them. We'll talk some Eagles with Casey as well. Your phone calls on all this, 215-592-9494. You can react to the A.J. Brown comments from The Athletic, in which, once again, I mean, it's pretty clear to me that his sense of self-worth, his happiness comes from
dominating.
Yes.
And being that dude.
And unfortunately for him, there's just only one football to go around. That's why I brought up the basketball example. Basketball, there's one ball. One guy doesn't get a chance to score most nights 50 points if you play with other good players, right? Mm-hmm. There's only one basketball. And I just feel like we are headed towards a dead end with this. And that doesn't mean they can't win. They won a lot with A.J. Brown. But I don't see this ending with him retiring as an Eagle, because he's going to want to eventually be somewhere where he could have what he wants. Because it's not about winning for him. If it was about winning, we wouldn't be having any of these conversations. It's not about the city for him. If it was he just happy to be here, this is all happening because he's not where he needs to be, you know, in terms of how he feels.
It's just how he's wired. But I, to be honest, Joe, I don't think to get everything that he has thus far, he's going to get that by going somewhere else.
Oh, I think he could.
Where?
A bad team.
Well, when I say that, when you're going to a bad team, that means that they're trying to get better.
Well, sure, but you know, but I mean, bad teams have to throw late in the game, and no, typically you rack up stats.
But when I talk about the accolades and the adulation that you got here, I don't feel like.
But that doesn't matter to him. He's telling us accolades don't matter. Adulation.
I think the ball
matters.
I think it does. I think that the way he's saying it, he's a little misguided, if you will.
Well, I don't. I mean, how could he be misguided? These are long quotes. He's
telling us. I hear what you're saying.
I got to go off what he's telling us.
No, you're right. But you also got to understand that he was probably asked these questions, and he's answering them honestly. You know, he's telling you how he feels honestly. Like I said, Joe, every football player feels like that to a certain extent. There's not a guy that plays football at the highest level that does not feel like they are the best at their position, even if they're not.
Absolutely.
And it's every guy who, if you've had conversations with them, for whatever reason, they'll tell you. I remember having a conversation with guys say, hey, man, the reason why I ain't play because either coach did something or I didn't get an opportunity. That's the standard line. But everybody has an ego. Every football player has an ego. You just learn how to temper your ego and work well with others. I've heard other players say this on the team, like, you know, A.J.'s – in the right, but he just is going about it the wrong way.
So you can unpack that. He could feel the way he feels. There's nothing wrong with how he feels. It doesn't jive with a team this talented trying to win a Super Bowl.
And he needs to learn.
Those two things don't work together.
But he needs to learn how to deal with that. Like that. That's where I would say that. I don't want, and I don't think anybody.
Do you think he's going to? Because I don't. I just think ultimately they are going to get divorced. If that happens by Tuesday, I'd be surprised. If it happens in March, I would not be surprised. I think this ends with him on another team fairly quickly.
See, I don't know, because I think that they've been around AJ enough to understand how he operates, right? And I know that last week, because even I said it, we look at the small sampling size of what the team looked like. They looked like they were more cohesive and things of that nature. But I feel like to a certain extent they've learned how to handle AJ. The timing of the story isn't great.
They have, but he hasn't learned how to handle. I actually think winning the Super Bowl was the worst thing for the Eagles and A.J. Brown's relationship. Because I think it unmasked what really matters. Remember the Instagram post he put up?
Yeah, he was.
Like, I think it was hiding behind, hey, I want to win. That's why I feel this way. And then they won, and he realized that's not why I feel this way.
I look at it differently. And I understand how on the surface or how on the outside looking in, people look at that and they be like, oh, he's a selfish guy, da-da-da-da. To a certain extent, yeah. But like I said, all football players are. You need to learn how to navigate that.
So what happens when he can't, when he says, this is what I need? Then he's got to leave.
I think there's a way you can make everything. You know, he's never going to be happy. We know that. But I think there's a way that you can navigate this relationship, at least for this year.
Well, so, and I think they're probably going to try to do that.
And try to make it work.
Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center. .com. We've got a couple polls up today. We started today discussing Jalen Hurts and his MVP candidates. He's 20-1 right now over at FanDuel Sportsbook. I think it's a smart bet. Is Jalen Hurts to win MVP a good bet? 53% saying no.
Because
Are you taking credit for this?
Well, I made a compelling story because I guarantee you most of them feel the way that I feel. He's not going to get that bump because they're going to think about every other reason not to give it to him.
I think the people voting no don't just think he's not going to play this well the rest of the season, which obviously he would need to win the MVP. Other poll question up today at WIP Midday Show. Do you like the idea of moving Cooper DeJean outside? How about this one? No at 71%. I'm a little puzzled by the trade yesterday. Not that it's a bad trade. Like, they weren't using Mechie anyway.
Yeah, but you got the slot.
Right.
That's what you mean. You, instead of getting a starting corner, you went and got a slot corner.
Part of me hopes this is just one of multiple moves how he's going to make. That all he did yesterday was put depth behind Cooper DeJean. That it's not to push Cooper DeJean outside.
What did they give up? They gave up a player. No picks,
Mechie.
Right?
No, they swapped picks. Mechie and a late round pick swap.
Okay.
It was not much.
But because they want to kind of protect the larger picks,
yeah.
the earlier picks.
You're right, and that maybe one of those is for an outside corner. We'll see by Tuesday at the trade deadline. Let's go to the phone lines here. T in South Philly is up on WIP. Hey, T.
How y'all doing?
Good,
what's
T.
Up,
what's up?
This A.J. Brown stuff. I've been on A.J. Brown. He's been
up with your phone, dude?
All right, let's get your phone. Maybe it's a little speakerphone issue. Let's get T's phone settled, and then we'll put him back on here. Let's grab Matt in Germantown who wanted to chime in on Jalen.
What's up, Diehard Joe? Kyle, my favorite FedEx worker and barber. And today, I guess we can go with the, what nickname you want today? I'll let you pick.
Whatever you give me, man. I can't wait to hear.
Hater Hugh, Detroit Douglas. I don't know.
I was thinking you ought to stop with that.
Stop it, man.
You know what I'm saying? He's from Detroit, y'all. We call that the BMFU.
BMF.
You know what
I'm saying?
That's serious. I'm taking that one, man.
BMF.
Yeah, taking that one. Like that.
Man, you a mess.
just like you are. Just like you. But Jalen, it definitely has the setup for an MVP season. I think it comes down to, like you said, if we have the best record in the league, it kind of becomes irrefutable. Cooper is pretty good at corner already. I think he's good enough for what we did see, to where we just got to wiggle it how we need to wiggle it.
You're good putting him outside? You think he could do it?
Well, Joe, let me ask you a question. Do you think he can't do it?
So I don't think he'd be bad, Matt. I think highly enough of him as a player. Like, he's just a football player, right? Like, we've seen it now for a year and a half. He's really good. He was good at safety in college, corner, inside. I think he could be adequate, but then we're also weakening the slot. Kyle mentioned that earlier, right? Like, so let's say he's a C-plus outside corner. Like, Kelee Ringo is probably a C-minus or a D or whatever. So let's say he's C-plus. He's average. But then what are we putting in the slot? Because we have an A slot corner right now. So I don't want to take away an A slot to make a C-plus outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I understand. And I agree. I think it's more so situational. I think that's where we kind of get caught up with feeling like it has to be one-stop shop and just making it to where it's one size fit all. I think Vic Fangio is talented enough to be getting a couple pieces back to where he can play around with it. Well, I don't think Cooper is going to be starting prolonged at the corner, but when we play in certain matchups where we know God darn well, Kelee Ringo, Adoree Jackson, and anybody else they pull out there can't guard on the outside, that's when I think you throw Coop there, and then we have that backup so that way we can play at that slot.
Yeah, and it could work out. I mean, Howie wrote, they traded for him for a reason, and Matt could phone call. I mean, Joe Douglas drafted him in New York with the Jets, and he's been a good player. I mean, a couple of years ago, they made him one of the highest paid nickel corners. Now he's had injuries. I was listening to the morning show today. They played some Emmanuel Acho on Michael Carter, saying, like, if he's healthy, he's a good player. But he has had injuries. He had a concussion earlier this year. It's just, it's not a bad trade by any stretch. It could be a good one, but it was an odd one. Because when I saw the trade, I was like, oh, they got a corner? Who's going outside? And it's like, wait a second. The name that you brought up earlier, Hugh, that might be a bigger part of this than we think is still Jacorian Bennett. Remember when they traded for him and you
Yeah, and he was – he to a man, he said he wanted to be the starter.
And then well, you were struck, but they put him on the red eye in
August. They put him on the red eye, and he got hurt. And, you know, he was behind eight ball a little bit. There still might be some hope for him.
I mean, he may get the first shot because Carter just got here, right? So they
yeah.
– I could see a scenario where next Monday night, you know, 2 Mondays from now, in Green Bay, they start Jacorian on the outside, Cooper's still on the inside, and they kind of see what that looks like for
yeah.
a game.
Yeah, I mean, we like to be honest, we don't know what Vic is thinking, and this is my reckless speculation. But I do feel that if you have a guy who is comfortable in that slot, it makes sense to put him in the slot and move Coop out to the corner position because Coop has practiced at that position. Hasn't practiced a lot, but he has slid out there because we talked about it at the beginning of the season and how they were trying to be more versatile in that secondary.
And he has done it this year. I mean, if you look at the snap percentages, he's probably been on the outside, if I had to guess, probably closer to 20% of the time. Last year, maybe it was like 5 or less than that, rather. Because when they go with only 2 corners, he stays on the field. So it's not like he never goes out there. It's just the full-time stuff I'm not sure about. T in South Philly is up on WIP. Hey, T, we got you back. We tried.
Yes, we did.
We tried to.
It's brutal. What's wrong with your phone, dog? Seriously.
All right. Let's grab Will. He's up talking to AJ Brown. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Will?
Listen, guys. Hey, actually, I'm going to go with Mr. Douglas today. Hugh, I respect your opinion on a lot of stuff. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, guys. But
thank you for listening.
I just want to say, I think, like, the AJ thing, man, is just – bro, he's just vain for a wide receiver a little bit. He likes to be the guy. And that DNA makeup for a wide receiver is what you want. You want the guy who wants to be like that. We also, I think, need to, like, factor in that he's not even 30 years old. And I know, like, we throw advancements on these ball players because they get paid millions and whatnot else. But they're still humans. And I know as a man, I really didn't, like, come into getting how things worked until I was in my 30s for the most part. So, like, maybe I'm wrong, but I think he'll outgrow this a little bit. Like, he saw what happened last week. He's going to want to be a part of this. He just likes to stir the pot, man. There's a million people on the internet doing it every day. Like, he just stirs the pot a little bit. I think as far as other things go, Jalen, I heard the odds on him today, and I put the bet in. So I believe he can win the MVP.
There we go, Will. Now we're talking. Yep. That's a smart bet, Will. You get it. Hugh doesn't get it.
Yep.
You get it.
Yep, 100%. You can't turn that down. I mean, the man's leading this team. I think he actually looked really happy this week on the sidelines, chopping it up with Jahan Dotson and stuff, and more emotion showed than I've seen in weeks. So this team going to start to have fun. You got Brandon Graham going to come into the mix. They're going to help push this team forward. I think the Eagles are going to be just fine. I know the radio needs a lot to talk about, but Joe, you always hard on the quarterback. Like you never.
I'm just talking about MVP
but the
with
guy
the quarterback.
Wins. Listen,
that's right.
At the end
tell
of the
him,
day,
Will.
I listen to this radio. Go ahead.
Will, I opened the show today by saying I think he's a good bet to win the NFL MVP. How am I hard on him?
For sure, that's this week. If we went back like 4 weeks ago, you'd have been like having a conversation with Kyle about how Justin Herbert is a better passer and blah blah blah.
Well, he is.
Like,
that's okay, yeah.
But who cares? He don't win. That man wins, bro. He did it at Alabama. They took his job. He went to Oklahoma.
Took
did
his death. Job.
Come to Philly. Bro, the man just keeps winning against all adversity.
I've been trying to tell Hugh all day. He doesn't want to believe it. I mean, Will, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Is that what you've been trying to tell me all day?
If Jalen Hurts the winner, yeah.
Yeah,
you didn't,
okay,
you didn't know. You forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
I love how they took his job at Alabama, not he lost his job. He didn't play well enough.
It's semantics.
Semantics. Well, I mean, he was pulled from the game.
No, he was. I remember watching
it.
Yeah.
You know this level semantics.
It is. I actually appreciate this bit.
Why?
You know
they
what
took
you do.
It. They took his job. No, they were trying to win a game.
I can't stand
And they won the game, by the way. Tua came in and threw the pass to Devontae in the corner of the end zone.
I can't stand it.
All right. You know what I do think we need here?
What you need?
It makes us all smile. Can we hear from the Sixers? The VJ Edgecombe and Tyrese Maxey last night, they were guests on, I have to stop myself from saying the TNT guys.
Yeah, they changed the name. Well, they're the ESPN guys.
They're
now.
The ESPN guys now. Chuck and Shaq and those guys. Listen to Tyrese Maxey talking about VJ Edgecombe.
I think we have like a competitive nature. That's what I realized about VJ from day one. It's funny because the very first time I saw him, I was like, I told everybody, the entire team, I said, listen, I'll be at the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning. Anybody who wants smoke, play ones after we work out, show up. And BJ was there, and Trenton Watford was there. There was only two players there, and that's when I knew. I was like, oh yeah, he pushing me and going like trying to go at me in ones. That's when I knew. I was like, I went home and told my dad. I'm like, Dad, like, you gonna like this kid? Like, he got something, a different mentality about him, and he liked to have fun. He liked to work. It is the biggest thing that's our similarities. At the end of the day, we competitors. We want to win.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love that. I mean, he saw it from day one. This kid's wired different, right? You know, beating him to the gym and that kind of stuff, and a hard worker. They needed to, beyond getting a great player at number three, Hugh, obviously that's the number one thing. They needed to start changing the culture around here, away from what it used to be.
Yeah.
And I feel it already. Like, the culture of Maxey's the team leader now, and VJ kind of on that same kind of mental wavelength. That's changing things.
Let the kids play, man. And I think, you know, and I got to be honest, because as a host, you listen to certain things that's being said, and you draw your own conclusions. Mm-hmm. And the thing that jumped out to me about what Maxey said was he asked everybody if they wanted some smoke after the workouts, who was coming. And he said out of all his teammates, only two of them came. That, to me, is telling, especially when you have a teammate that is complaining about playing time and trying to work his way back into playing shape. Man, that's it. Like, you know, and that's just the way, you know, you think. Because it's like, you would think that when you have the young leader, and I think back on last year where Maxey talked about, you know, trying to get Joel Embiid motivated and calling him out. And Joel Embiid, instead of, you know, receiving what was being said, he wanted to go fight the dude that you know, leaked the story.
Yeah.
I think that's telling. That's telling. And I know, you know, and I know on the flip side, Joel has a family, and, you know, he wants to be at home and stuff, but your family benefits from the job that you've done on the court. I mean, I guess I'm just wired different, man. I mean, I just look at it different, but that's what jumped out of me. That jumped out to me when I heard that.
Kyle, you know what it reminds me of? You know, around 2019, 2020, the Eagles started to go down, and then they drafted Devontae and Jalen.
Yep.
And guys like that.
It
tipped the scale, right? It started to change. Now, it took the team a couple years to become great, but like you could kind of see it in 21. Like, there were some young grown-ups in the room.
Yep.
It was changing things.
Yeah, you change the vibes. You hand the keys over to the young, hungry kids, and then the weenie scale starts tipping.
You have to tip it.
Said it as soon as we drafted VJ Edgecombe, but Hugh didn't want to listen. So.
No, he was. I mean, remember that day we were out at the Kelsey
thing?
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
I mean, he just...
What I do?
You didn't believe in what we were trying to sell you on the Sixers, and now...
Is that what it was?
That is what happened. A weird day. I mean, I think the Bay was in his head. Like,
he was afraid.
Okay,
that's true.
I'm afraid.
All right, one other thing happened last night. Listen to VJ Edgecombe. I thought Tom Kelly raised the stakes for the Sixers yesterday. You know, he must have been listening to the midday show. Here's Edgecombe talking about what the Sixers could be when Embiid has that minutes restrictions gone.
I think he's already at the all-star level. Even though he's only
20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's playing 20 minutes. He's still having 25 points. So I say with big fella back up there, no, I think he's gonna win the chip if you ask me. I don't care what anyone else has to say though.
You like the kid's youthful enthusiasm, yeah. Or do we need to like tone it down a little bit?
No, I mean, if he wants to feel that way, he can feel that way.
The chip?
He can win.
He didn't mean the cup, right? Where they have that cup they play tonight for or tomorrow? What is it called?
The
in-season tournament. I they paint the
court. They started that already?
No, I think it starts Friday, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but that he meant the NBA championship.
No, he meant the whole thing, whole shebang. Yeah. Yeah, him and Low T are on that bandwagon.
Why are you doing that to Tom?
Because I like
why
that name.
Why are you doing that?
It's such, shout out to Low T. Such a good nickname.
Low T in the building.
Listen, I'm excited, and they're going to give us a season to watch, but... VJ, I mean, come on.
Low T is crazy.
NBA championship this year?
Him and Low T. Yeah, I mean, if they make it to the championship, Tom Kelly has to get a shirt that says Low T on it.
I'm thinking to say a tattoo.
Nah, I'm not going to do
or
Tom.
Maybe
like
Edgecombe
that.
Gets a Low T tattoo.
Low T.
Tom Kelly tattoo.
Him and Low T. I just like saying
I appreciate his youthful enthusiasm, but the idea of Joel leading them
to
a title.
Hope springs eternal.
We could be real, though,
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah. So you're just going to buy that?
I mean, if he believes it, why not? He's entitled to his opinion.
Okay. So if he lies to himself, we lie to ourselves.
We lie to ourselves every day.
Not today.
Y'all lie to yourselves every day and act like y'all have great takes. Y'all have terrible takes.
You sat here for 2 hours championing Daniel Jones' MVP.
You put Sanu Puntley at number two yesterday.
What were you doing with that?
You and Kyle have terrible takes every day. Because he had a monster game.
Our takes are way better than yours.
He got a monster
game. He had a monster game.
They won because Caleb Williams threw the ball the wrong team.
I don't care. Listen, I don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Okay.
Well, and a troll job, because I was.
He might never start a game in the league again.
Might not. Don't care, but he had a good week. He had a good week. Hey, Snoop, you did a good job for 1 week, and you made it into the top 10 quarterbacks.
Well, your top. You made it
my
sound
top
like,
10.
It's like the royal top 10.
This is my opinion. Yeah. This is my word.
It's like Kyle Brandt does the Angry Ron segment, and then somebody comes in and takes the scepter. Getting on Hugh's top 10 QB list is one of those kind of honors.
It should be a T-shirt. Brand has the T-shirt.
It's a week-to-week thing, man. It's a week-to-week thing.
I'm going
to
let it go.
We got to get Snoop Huntley in studio to accept
that'd
honor.
Be great. Snoop, what did it mean to you when Hugh Douglas had you as a top 10 quarterback?
He probably sound like, what?
Who the hell is
what
Hugh
year
Douglas?
Was that?
Yeah, he probably would say that. He was who? Who was that?
Well, yeah, that's true. He probably would. All right, coming up, we got a lot to. We'll get to everyone's phone calls on Jalen Hurts. Do you believe it's a smart bet that he'll win the NFL MVP? I think it is a smart bet to make. Hugh Douglas pushing the merits of Daniel Jones as NFL MVP and saying no to Hurts. Where do you come down to the latest A.J. Brown comments to The Athletic and where this whole situation is headed towards the trade deadline here? I want to keep Cooper DeJean on the outside, inside. I don't love the idea of moving him outside. We're live today at Klondike Heat. Coming up, along with your phone calls, Temple football coach Casey Keeler will join us coming up. And right back to all your phone calls. It is the Midday Show live from Klondike Cates on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Tonight, we have Miami and we got Baltimore. On Miami, we got D. Estridge. He's out. Eskridge, he's a wide receiver. He's out tonight. He's questionable, with a shoulder. Julian Hill, the tight end, he's out on the side of Baltimore. They have nobody to report on the injury report. But look at this, people. Tua Tagovailoa had a really good game last week. He was 20 for 26, 205 yards, and he threw four tutties. Got that team looking like they're pretty good right now. So, you know, it's going to be a good game tonight. And Lamar Jackson comes back. This is my segment, Kyle.
I don't give a shit.
You've heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection coverage on all first-half pro injuries. But did you know that Fair Play covers first-half pro basketball injuries as well? That's right. And that's why there is no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. Last night proved this point twice. First, it was Atlanta star point guard. Next, it was the big man over in Dallas. Both of them leaving their respective games in the first quarter due to leg injuries. Fanatics Fair Play voided all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays instantaneously. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter. Some do nothing, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets for the whole pro football and basketball season. I got the numbers right here to prove it. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 44% of SGPs on last night's Atlanta versus Brooklyn game matchup and 49% on SGPs wagering on Dallas and Indiana. Don't wait for a bad beat with other sports books, folks. Bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.